Welcome back, everybody. Today, I have a friend of mine that I'm very excited to introduce. She is a cosplayer who you might recognize as Mavis and Ramona Flowers, two incredibly viral cosplay moments, and the creator of Goth IHOP, Candy Lion.
Hello.
Welcome.
I'm very excited to be here. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Yeah, thank you for coming all the way here. I know LA is very large, thank you for making the trip.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm a terrible driver, so I took an Uber and I'm writing it off on my taxes.
Ah, you know, great. We were talking about taxes last time.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, I mean, a write-off's a write-off.
A write-off's a write-off.
I'm on that train for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited to talk to you. I just love you in general, so thank you. Let's start with the Goth IHOP moment, since you just posted a video recently talking about the controversy.
Hated by pancakes everywhere. Number one enemy of IHOP.
Number one off. IHOP's number one off.
Yeah.
So what was your idea of Goth IHOP? How did it first come about?
So it was a meme on Reddit, and I was just on Reddit. I came across the meme. I thought it was so silly and fun. At the time, I was a barista, so I had an apron at my disposal.
Oh.
So yeah, the one that I used, my first Goth IHOP apron, was actually my apron that I used for work.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and I was literally, I just needed something to shoot because I had a shoot planned, and I was like, I got to come up with something to wear, like a cosplay. And yeah, I sat there and I made a little Goth IHOP. I thought it would be so cute to do like a waitress because the meme on Reddit was pretty popular. So I was like, wow, you know what? Let me try this. And it was like so crazy. I still get tagged in memes of my Goth IHOP from the first time I ever shot it
in
2020. Yeah, all the time I still get tagged in it.
I remember seeing it in the first time you cosplayed it. It was huge.
Yeah. Yeah, I recently had a friend actually reach out to me and tell me that there was a game that she was working on and they used my Goth IHOP to design a skin in the game.
No way.
So crazy. Yeah.
Wow. So, the internet is so cool.
Right? Truly. And I had so many people like reach out to me, like Sasha Gray, when I first did IHOP, she like shouted me out and did like a Goth IHOP. I was like, wow, this is so cool.
That is so cool.
There's so many cool people. Yeah.
Cosplay is so fun for this reason in particular.
Yeah.
Well, you got, was it a cease and desist from them?
Yeah.
It went so big that they,
so funny.
They saw it all the way at the top.
I was running a print store, like an Etsy shop, and my friend at the time was helping me run it, and she got an email, basically, and it's so crazy because I've never, ever gotten a cease and desist from, like, Marvel or any of, like, the other IPs I'm profiting and ripping off, you know? So I was like, wow, this is ridiculous that IHOP was the one, and it's because I infringed on their trademark.
Right.
That's my bad.
Right.
That one's on me.
They found you.
They got me. They caught me for that.
They sent in the troops.
And they were right. I did do that.
So you couldn't sell the print
anymore?
That's
my bad. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Well, I did keep selling the print.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I just changed the listing to, I think it was like International Home of Pancakes. And I think I just blurred their logo.
It's giving, you know, like the Party City costumes that are like crazy clown girl.
Literally that.
That's so funny. God.
Or like a Italian plumber.
Yeah. Yeah. A short guy. Italian plumber's brother. Are they brothers? I just saw this controversy recently.
Are they not brothers? They're brothers.
They're brothers.
Mario brothers.
They're brothers.
Super Mario Bros.
They're brothers.
Yeah.
It was, I think one of the creators said that they weren't plumbers or something like that. I don't remember what it was now.
What?
I know.
They have to be plumbers.
I have to figure it out. And when I have the actual information, I'll tell you about it. But it's crazy. Mario controversy.
Mario controversy.
So you recently revived it.
We revived it
together.
Yay.
A big group of us.
It was so awesome.
I remember when we were first discussing doing it, though, there were a bunch of Etsy listings of people selling goth IHOP aprons.
Yes.
And we were all going to buy them until we realized that they were people who had ripped off your design specifically.
Yeah. Yes. So obviously, you know, anyone could cosplay goth IHOP. There's like, I love how many people cosplay goth IHOP. It's so awesome. I truly was just like, you didn't have to trace mine. There were so many other options. You could literally, goth fonts are everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, they traced mine, like fully traced, and were selling it. And I was just like, man, what's up with that?
It's rude.
My whole thing was just like, why do you need to profit off of this, I guess? Like, you could just make your own design.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really hard. I did it in one single sitting in one day, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just like disappointing, I guess. And I was like, man, it was something that I felt like was really dear to me because when I was doing it, I was a server at the time. I was just getting into goth music and goth subculture, and I was so excited. I was like, this is a perfect cosplay for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like, seeing, first of all, me getting in trouble with IHOP. And then seeing somebody copy mine, change it enough so that IHOP won't get mad at them.
Right.
And then they get to make money off of it. Oh, I was so mad.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did release my design for free. So that anybody who wants it could use it.
Nice.
And that person will hopefully make less money off of it.
Yeah. And they didn't even tag you, right?
No.
Like, as the person who designed that specific.
No, the way that I found out that my design was being mass produced was seeing other people in my industry using it.
Really?
Yeah. No shade to any of them, though. They look great.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And
it was just like, nobody knows that that's my design.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody knew my lore, my extensive lore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, because originally everyone thought that I had been sued by IHOP, like fully sued. Because when I posted about the cease and desist, I think it was like Cracked or something, like made a whole video, an article about how I was getting sued.
What?
And then people just took that and ran with
it. Cosplay girl sued over.
No, literally, like, e-girl owned by pancakes. Like, it was so crazy. And I thought it was so funny that I didn't want to tell anybody that it wasn't true. So I never brought it up again because I was like, it's so silly and goofy that that I'm the e-girl who was sued by IHOP.
Yeah.
I don't ever want anyone to know the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll bleep that out. No,
yeah,
one
it's
will
okay.
Know.
My
your
truth is out now.
Good on you for taking back your power and releasing it for free, though. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm sorry that they stole that from you, but we got to use your design specifically to do it again this year as a big group.
That was
really
so
fun.
Awesome. Yeah. I was truly like, there was a moment, I think I cried.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, just because there's so many people in that group who like I love and have like super looked up to, right? Like throughout my cosplaying career. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, they're wearing something that I made, you know, broke as a joke 20 years old, right? Like in my tiny studio apartment. You know, I did this cosplay right when COVID started, right? And I had just been laid off from my barista job. So I was like, when am I going to need this apron again?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Like, you know.
Repurpose.
I don't know how I'm going to make any money, right? Because at the time I hadn't started making money through cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just looked up to a lot of people in that group. And I was like, this is so full circle for me.
Yay!
Like wearing this design. I painted it on the floor of my studio apartment while playing Drunk Mario Party.
As you should be working on cosplays.
And that was the only way I could interact with people, you know, it was COVID. And yeah, I had just been evicted from the place that I was previously living right after COVID. So I was like, it was a real low time. Goth IHOP was my like,
took you out of it.
It really did. Yeah. I was like, this is such a great memory. And then somebody stole my design and I was like, wow, this memory sucks again. And then we did it as a group and I'm like, wow, this memory is awesome again.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad that is how it worked out for you because you deserve that for sure.
Yeah. I appreciate you being a part of it.
Yeah. I thank you for inviting me to be a part of it. I had a great time.
It was awesome.
I'm happy to be a part of that moment for you. So you have a bunch of really funny cosplays as well as really good cosplays. I know your Mavis and your Ramona Flowers especially have been super viral moments for you.
Yeah, those are definitely my most popular, I think.
Yeah. When did you start cosplaying, and did you start cosplaying with one of those characters, or was it something that you worked on later on?
I started cosplaying in 2013. I was just a little baby.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So you remember, man, it was so hard to get anything.
Anything at all.
Yeah. And I was just a broke little baby. Ramona Flowers was definitely one of those cosplays that was like a dream for me from the time that I was like really young. I got into Scott Pilgrim when I was like 12.
Wow.
Oh my God, my middle school boyfriend got me her ring from the comics when we were kids. Ramona was one of my first cosplays. I think I did it in like 2015, so like 2 years into me cosplaying. Mm-hmm. But before that, it was all anime, a lot of Fairy Tail.
Ah.
I was super into Fairy Tail, super into, my first cosplay was Tsubaki from Soul Eater.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. So mostly anime stuff. Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Huge back then.
We all had the Attack on Titan cosplay at some point, I think.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, they're all really bad, and they're all still up on my Facebook page.
Really?
Yeah.
If we scroll, we'll find them?
If you scroll far enough back, yeah, I have a bunch of embarrassing 13-year-old cosplays.
Which one is your most embarrassing cosplay, would you say? Do you have one? I have one.
I think there's just so many that are so embarrassing.
There's an array.
Like, there's such a wide array. But on my, I think, 15th birthday, I did my first crossplay as John from Attack on Titan. And I am deeply embarrassed of that one because I tried to bind with Ace bandages and almost passed out at Universal City Walk.
Oh my God. Wait. That's so
deeply
terrifying.
Embarrassing. I have never tried to crossplay again.
Wow.
I also just like hated the way I looked so much because I'm like, why did I decide to do this?
Right.
It was so silly.
I've never, or maybe I have. I have tried to crossplay a couple of times back in the day as well. I forgot about this until you just said it. You unlocked a memory for me as the kid from Death Note, the white-haired one.
Oh my God, Nier?
Yes!
Oh my God. I could see it.
I completely forgot about that until you just said
that's
that.
That's the thing, right? Some blocked memory.
I tried to forget about that. It was
fully
repressed.
Blocked memory.
It was down deep.
Yeah.
Wow, I completely forgot about that. That's crazy. My most embarrassing cosplay is Sonic the Hedgehog. And I will show it to you. But I deleted it at one point off of all social media, but it still exists somewhere out there.
To haunt you.
And it's terrifying. It was back in the day, so wigs were hard to find. I ordered a wig on eBay. It took 2 weeks to come. And it was this short blue wig that was a mess, not styled at all. And it was super short, like boy cut short. And I made these little ears that were like an inch big.
I want to see it so badly.
And I had one of those styrofoam rings that I painted gold, but it looked like styrofoam still. Yeah. And I was like,
that's so cute.
Mid-run.
I do have a more embarrassing one, actually.
Okay.
One of my very first anime conventions. This is so silly. I grew up in a bad area. Context, right? Mm-hmm. And we thought... Yeah, you've seen Oren High School Host Club.
I haven't, but I know,
you know
what it is.
Yeah, Oren High School Host Club. So it's like about like an anime of like really rich students going to like a rich prep school. We thought it would be funny to do like an Oren High School, but it's like a bad area and we're in like hoodies and beanies and we're like the Oren High School Thug Club. And we had like rose petals in our pockets and we would go out to people and be like, you want some of this? First one's free.
Oh my God.
Really ridiculous.
Are there photos on that?
Yes. Oh yeah. No. So it's so stupid.
Catch me scrolling after this.
Yeah, so bad.
I'm going to visit your Facebook. Yeah. Well, for no reason in particular.
When I started cosplaying, like, we had Facebook pages, but just to, like, keep in contact with other cosplayers, you know? Mm. And because I didn't want to use my personal Facebook page because I was embarrassed. My family was on there.
They didn't get to experience Oren High School Thug Club.
No.
You kept that from them?
I kept that from...
That's just me. Yeah, I mean,
from my family.
Oh, but my God.
They saw lots of my other cosplay antics. I was very upfront about being really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, what did they think about cosplay? Because when I first started going to cons, my parents were like, well, as long as you don't dress up, it's not that weird.
Really?
And I was like, well, I have to break something to you, unfortunately.
I am going to do that.
I'm going to be doing that.
And I will be doing that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah. My parents, I was like a really, really depressed youth. So they were like just excited that I was getting out of the house. Mm-hmm. But I think that my mom for a minute there did think that I was like delusionally thinking that I was an anime character. And she would tell people like, oh yeah, Drew's an anime now.
She's one of them animes.
She's one of them animes. She's going to the anime.
Going to the anime in the anime.
Yeah. Yeah. But they were always really supportive.
That's really sweet.
My mom loves Halloween, so she understands the compulsion.
My family are like New Yorkers who are Italian. So they were like, what the fuck is this? What are we doing?
What is going on here?
The fuck?
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Well, I would like to say one of my favorite cosplays that you've ever done is the Ring Girl as the girl from The Ring.
Thank you.
Which was recent this year.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, that was this year.
How did that conceptualize?
So I'm pretty sure they made this joke in Community. I didn't remember. I have watched all of Community, so I'm sure I saw that and it sat somewhere in the deep recesses of my brain and I did not remember that I saw it on Community, but I remember thinking, man, it would be really funny. I've never seen anyone dressed as the Ring in a boxing ring.
Right.
And so, yeah, that idea came, and I think it was just like my friends had all gotten into boxing. Like Maddie Zugroku, shout out, has recently gotten into boxing. She's awesome. She does everything. And then Justin Sayan also is into boxing. So they would talk about boxing, and they would talk about doing like a boxing tournament. And I was like, wouldn't it be so fun if I was there as the girl from The Ring?
As the Ring Girl. The girl from The Ring. It was so funny. You guys posting so many funny videos of that. Oh my
God, thank you. Yeah, I was very excited. My costume didn't show up and I had to make it like the night before. I was freaking out. But it was so much fun. I love making stuff that doesn't have to look good.
Right. Yeah. Oh, me too. Yeah. When you get to really lean into the dirty, battle damage,
so nice.
Messed up characters, they're my favorites.
It was so much fun. And I love looking like creepy, freaky. Kids used to make fun of me and tell me I looked like the girl from The Grudge when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah. But I thought that made me really cool. So it didn't really bother me.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Because it does.
So I feel like a deep connection to the creepy girls from horror movies.
So you were really able to tap into that.
Wow, that's so me.
Really
actually
play the Ring Girl. Yeah.
I felt so myself as her. I was like, wow. Oh. She's so me.
It was so relatable.
So relatable.
They're just like us.
They're just like me.
Your costume didn't show up, and did you end up making that dress out of a bed sheet?
Yeah, so I was about to make it out of my bed sheet, and then I remembered that I had like a fuck ton of spandex, and I was like, you know what, the spandex is gonna work just fine. But I was really close to
right
fucking, yeah, to fucking using my own bed sheet.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta
sometimes.
Do what you gotta do. Yeah, thank goodness though that I did it, because I was like, I'm gonna have to sleep somewhere tonight.
Just cold.
Just
on a mattress.
On a mattress.
Get all your jackets.
Oh my God.
Sew them together.
Yeah.
And you've posted some videos of you sewing. Is that your favorite part of making a costume? Or if you had a skill sheet, would it be the skill that you say you have like the highest points in?
Yeah, I think I'm probably the best at sewing just because like that was all I really had access to growing up, right? Like I lived in usually really small apartments, so I couldn't usually use like spray paint or, you know, like a lot of like armor making stuff. So sewing was definitely like the first thing. When I was 13, I asked for a sewing machine for like Christmas. I learned with the DVD that came with the machine.
Yes.
And it was so fun. I really love sewing actually. But yeah, that's probably the thing that I would say that I am the most proficient in. And like wigs, I think. I think I'm pretty decent at wigs. I hate doing them so much.
Same.
I hate it so much. But yeah, I would say that's probably my tier of making. I would like to get better at armor and props and stuff like that. But
well, I say this to everyone who does sewing, that if you ever need help with armor, I got you.
Yeah.
And we can complete each other. So sewing's probably my last ring on my ladder. If I can never, ever touch a sewing machine, I would be really happy about it. That's I'd like so to just funny. Rip up foam for the rest of my life.
Dude, that's so fair. And honestly, like foam stuff is so fun. For me, it's just sanding is the worst.
Sanding is the
experience,
worst.
Experience, the worst sensory experience of all time.
It is.
Ever.
It
yeah.
is. I dedicate my whole life to never having to sand anything.
Yeah, that's
I've
so real.
Found ways around it.
You need to teach me your ways.
I will.
The reason I avoid a lot of like armor projects is because I'm like, I don't want to sand.
So I use a Dremel and I use like I will put layers of spray primer on until it's smooth. Like I'll put like 20 layers of spray primer on
your
something.
Your stuff looks really smooth.
And it will eventually become smooth. But I'll
with
never touch
primer.
Sandpaper if I can help it. Because it's true. And then it like messes up your hands. And then you
Dude,
have like weird rough patches on your hands.
Yeah.
And gloves are terrible because you can never get the right
terrible.
Angle.
And then respirator and that. And it's right. just, it's like a lot.
I would like to say it's that
sensory overload.
I use a respirator, but that would be a lie. So,
to be fair, I just started using one.
Yeah,
and there
I
were many
have.
Years where I was just straight inhaling.
It's really bad for us.
It's really bad.
Now that I'm here in the workshop with everyone, I have access. We all share. So they have respirators that I always wear goggles. I'm really worried about
That's
my
good.
Eyes, but for some reason don't care enough
about
your
lungs.
My lungs. I don't know why that is.
You're like, well, you know, you have two lungs. But you really need both of your eyes.
That's true.
That's a good point.
I also worked in an eye doctor's office for a really long time.
Oh.
So I've seen a lot of crazy shit happen to people's eyes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That would definitely make me like very careful about my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Cosplay contacts. I'm like, I see my friends do the craziest shit. And I'm like,
man.
Guys, if you lose your eyes, you don't get
That's
new eyes.
It. Yeah. I used to be really irresponsible with
really?
My cosplay contacts. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Because I was too young. To be trusted with contact lenses. I did not take good care of them. I would sleep in them so bad.
Yeah.
They would be like crusted up and I'd be like, I could save this and put it back into my eye.
Oh my
terrible.
God.
Terrible.
You know, I've done similar worse things, so it's I won't judge you. I get it. Cosplay brings out the best and worst of us.
It's true.
Sometimes I'd say.
We all truly suffer for the craft. We really
yeah.
do. You know,
it's true.
Our
it's true.
Body's on the line.
Trying to bust out this costume that I've been working on for this past week. I have all these little cuts on my hand.
Oh.
And I didn't even realize they were there until I was like, what? Ow.
Oh, man. How do you craft with nails?
The nails?
That
the nails
is
are
amazing.
These are my tools. They're my
they're like a part of you now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's
the nails
so cool.
Help me, like if I, especially if I need to like get Warbla down in like a crevice or
oh,
something.
You know
I'm
what?
Like,
yeah. Oh wow, that's so awesome. I have so much admiration for people who can have long nails.
Long nails.
Yeah,
it's certainly a choice. There's a pro and a con. I feel like I always feel kind of naked without them now, and I
wow.
if I. Don't if I have my nails done, I say, and I feel disheveled in every other aspect of my life, then at least I have my nails done. You know what? It's like a small win. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I see that. Where it's like, you know what? I can look down and be like, I got my shit together.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
I feel like I very consistently look down and I'm like, what is going on? Get it together. Because I have my colored hair too. And like I nervously play with it. And so now I'm always dyed a little purple.
A little purple.
It's
kind of.
It looks like I'm suffocating a little.
Or like you're about to do some cool D&D magic power. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a good positive spin.
You have mana flowing through you.
That's exactly. I'm going to start telling everyone that that's what that is.
Exactly.
And not just my sticky hair dye.
It's not hair dye.
It's not hair dye. I know what you're talking about. That's my aura.
It's your aura. That's what I mean. We were just talking about Dispatch before we started. You just cosplayed in Visigal and you are on chapter 7. I'm also on chapter 7.
Yes.
Is Invisigal your favorite character in Dispatch?
I love Invisigal. Sonar is my favorite character.
I love him. I love Sonar too.
He's so awesome. Everything he says cracks me up.
Mm-hmm.
I have put all of my stats and all of my eggs into him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's my most successful as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's something so funny about a giant bat person doing white collar crime.
It's so awesome. He's so me.
He gets it.
He gets it.
He gets it. Did you send him on the mission, his special mission?
I sure did.
And he...
He killed it.
Yeah, he did kill it. Yeah.
That's no my spoilers. Fucking boy.
Yeah.
It's just so awesome. I've been watching, like, Moist Critical since I was probably, like, a teenager. Mm-hmm. He's been around forever. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, kind of surreal, too, to be like, wow, you're in my video game.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Everyone did such a good job, too.
Everyone's so good, yeah.
I always need somebody who's charismatic, so I always send Prism. Prism's my, like, most used person.
I use Prism a lot, too, yeah.
But I love Sonar.
She's also... it's such a lovable cast. I really do, she's awesome.
I agree.
Yeah.
Did you choose Phenomaman or Waterboy?
I chose Phenomaman.
You did?
Controversial.
It is controversial.
Because I know the Phantom really rides for Waterboy.
Yeah.
He grosses me out.
That is fair.
Like, the fan art is sexy, do not get me wrong, but his power in the show, I'm like, what do you mean? He just spit all over the fucking TV.
He's wet.
Ew, always. He's so wet.
He's so wet.
And I know I probably should have tried to help him out and take a chance, but Phenomaman just cracks me up. Oh
really?
My god. Yeah, everything.
I didn't get to really experience him.
I recommend, on the next playthrough, I'll definitely do Waterboy, but on your next playthrough, definitely get Phenomaman. He's just so funny. He gets, like, depressed if he ever does anything bad.
Oh, no.
And it's just, I don't know, something about a pathetic man. He just cracks me up. I love him.
Especially one that's that big.
Like he's so... Everything about his home planet, like everything he says, is just really funny. I really like him.
Oh, I only had that one scene with him laying on the car, sad, and then I chose Waterboy. I never got to experience Phenomaman. I keep trying to call him Omni Man because they are the same.
They're the same, yeah.
Basically looking same person, yeah,
yeah. Same vibes,
big, strong,
yeah. Alien,
Kimbo.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to potentially cosplay together. We were talking about doing a little group.
That'd be pretty awesome. I'm very excited. It'd be so cool.
It'd be pretty fun. I'm excited. I'm working on Malevola and Blonde Blazer. But wow. Like I said earlier, I hate sewing. So I ordered Blazer's leotard. You also cosplayed recently at the Baby No Money Pokemon event as Koffing, which was so cute.
Thank you.
How was that event for you besides chaotic?
Oh my god. So somebody sent me afterwards like a clip of myself on the live stream. I was so nervous that I basically sprinted across.
Same. I thought I spent so long
it
up there.
It felt so long. And then you could hear someone on the stream going, oh, and she's gone. Because I literally just booked it across. I was like, I can't do this. This is so, I was so nervous. Bibi No Money was super nice though. He did a video with me, which was super nice. Yeah, it was really cool just to see like everybody's designs. Oh my god, your cosplay was insane.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure I left and was like, Danielle's was my favorite.
Oh, thank you so much. That's very nice.
But yeah, it was super cool. I had a great time. The Smash Burgers,
so insane. Good. I still think about those.
I probably ate like four burgers.
Yeah. I didn't eat them till the end because I was like overwhelmed. When I'm overwhelmed, overstimulated, I was like, I can't eat right now. Yeah. I am frozen where I am.
No, that's so fair.
But then later on, I ate a bunch of whatever was left. Yeah. I was like,
I think I was doing the opposite. I was like, I'm nervous. And so I'm going to, no one's going to bother me if I'm eating.
That's true.
So I was hiding in the repair station, just like slamming.
Wow.
Smash burgers.
You know what? Fair.
Yeah. But I got a, I thought it would be really funny since I was coughing to get a vape and be just like ripping my vape the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, those things are mad addictive. Do not start vaping.
Have you been vaping?
Not anymore. Okay, but afterwards, I definitely noticed. I was like, damn. I'm like, wow. Should I just like, I think about it. Like the habit of just like grabbing for the vape. Uh-huh, I was like, man, a vape would feel really good right now if I didn't. No, get the thing away from me. But then they're like, they taste so good. Mm-hmm. And they really do kind of help with the stress. The whole time I was like, wow, I'm kind of stressed out. Let me just.
Really?
Yeah. So maybe do start vaping. I don't know.
You know what? I don't want to tell you what to do. You do what you want. I have a bunch of friends who vape, and I have not started or tried. I've taken a couple really embarrassing drags and then coughed a lot afterward and was like, that was embarrassing and I won't be doing this again.
Right, yeah.
But I see the addiction.
Yes.
I see it happening.
Yeah, when I got the vape... I got two vapes and just, I didn't know how much comes in a vape. So I was like, well, maybe I'll need both.
Two vapes.
But when I got them, I was literally like, this is a fidget toy for children. It is like so like cutely colored and there's little buttons that like switch up your flavor. And then there's literally like a sensory fidget toy on the back.
Really?
And I was like, wow, if I was a kid, I'd be so into
all
vaping.
Over that.
Like, this is so awesome.
They change flavors with the buttons?
Yeah,
like was those like, gel pens?
No, literally, yeah, crazy. Like those gel pens. It was like a flavor fusion, crazy. Oh. I was like, this is so, yeah.
This is dangerous.
I can completely understand why someone would be addicted to this.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I get it too. That's really funny though.
Yeah, it looked like a Tamagotchi.
Left, or you went to a cosplay event and left with a vape addiction.
Left with a vape addiction. Shit. Cosplay, not even once.
Not even once. So Soul Eater was the anime that got you into cosplay.
Yeah. I love Soul Eater.
How did you make your first cosplay?
Oh my gosh. So, okay. My very first convention, my friend invited me and then didn't tell any of our other friends that I was coming.
What?
So they found out that I thought everybody knew that I was going. So they found out like a couple days before and they were like, wow, that's crazy. You could stay with us, right? Obviously. And so my friend's mom, we were 13. My friend's mom was like, oh, I'll like help you with your costume. And I showed up with just like stuff that I bought from Goodwill and like paint, a really long hair extension from the beauty supply store because we didn't have wigs.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah, I just sat there with my friend's mom. It was pretty much all like hot glue and paint and a dream.
Yep.
And
the good old days.
Yeah. I was Tsubaki and it was like this full white tunic. And I'm pretty positive that the minute we got there, I spilled cranberry juice all over myself.
Battle damage. You're in a fight. It's blood.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. And I spent that whole day looking for somebody cosplaying Black Star and I never found him. So
have you thought about redoing Tsubaki?
I think about it. One day I will revisit her, But it would be really cool to do it with like a full Soul Eater group. Mm. If I could ever convince everyone I know to do that, mm-hmm. that would be so neat. But even like I cosplayed Tsubaki that first time. And then after that, I cosplayed Blair. And I liked cosplaying Blair way more.
Yeah.
And it gave me like a, like, I had purple hair for the first time back then. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is it.
Wait a second.
This is who this I is am clicking. Forever. Yeah. Uh-huh. So yeah.
Brain think, chemistry changed.
Yeah. So I think if I were to revisit Tsubaki, I'd want to have like a Soul Eater group, but I'd be more likely to revisit Blair.
Gotcha.
She's like me.
She's me. She's me, so for me. Real. I love Blair. I tried to do a Maki cosplay back in the day, around the same era of gender bend.
Yeah. Back in the baby days.
What's his name from Death Note?
Near,
yeah. Thank you. And so I bought a bunch of like eBay things that didn't fit very Aww. Well. So it ended up looking really bad and I never shot it.
Aww.
So maybe one day.
Maybe. I think you'd be such an amazing Liz.
Liz? Is that one of the sisters?
Yeah. That'd be so good. You could use your real hair.
I was just talking to my friend Witchy Brew about that, my roommate.
Yeah.
She was like, what if we did these sisters?
Oh my God. That'd
I was
be so
like,
cute.
Actually though, because one's really tall and one's short.
That'd
and
be so cute.
I thought Amanda was lying about being 5'2 because we've lived together for like 6 years or something. And she's never.
No, she's not 5'2.
She's never given me 5'2 energy.
She's 5'2 for attention. She's not really 5'2.
Yeah, it's like there's no possible there's way no that you are 5'2. And then she was. I was like, what's been happening like, in my brain?
How
this
is she
whole
tall
time?
Fishing me?
Yes. She has like the aura.
Tall
of
aura.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow. And she always wears platforms. And I don't know. I just was like, there's no way you're 5'2. And hell she yeah. is. So I think that we would make a good.
That'd be so cute.
The two sisters.
You guys let me know. I'm ready to resuscitate the Soul Eater fandom.
Yeah.
Get up.
Cosplay groups are happening right now. Is Soul Eater your favorite anime still, or has it changed since then?
I wouldn't say my favorite, but it has a very special place in my heart forever.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite anime, I usually always say like Hunter is my favorite anime just because it's like the anime I think that brings me the most joy.
Mm-hmm.
I think like technically Cowboy Bebop is like the best anime I've ever watched.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that's probably like the anime I think is the most good.
That is a intelligent answer, I'd Thank say. Like a yeah. very intellectually.
That's, yeah. I'm like, that's my respectable answer.
Yeah.
My disrespectable answer is Hunter x Hunter.
Right. Well, actually, people, I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
Hunter x Hunter. I've never seen it, but hear people say it's their favorite constantly.
It is like, I love it. It has problems. I understand that it has problems.
Mm.
But it just gives me like this childlike wonder. And Naruto. Oh man, I love Naruto so much. The original and Shippuden. And I understand that they're not the best anime, but they're in my heart. They give me like...
It's your favorite.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the best.
Yeah.
It's whatever one you like.
It's one of those things where literally like I know all the words to Departure, like the opening to Hunter x Hunter, and if it comes on, I will probably start crying. Or there have been a couple times where I'll start crying just because I'm like, man, it just gives me like... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so good.
Oh, that's awesome. What about video game? Because I know that you were a League kid. Are a League kid?
No, I'm reformed.
Were
I've
a
changed.
League kid. Okay.
I've changed. It's been... I'm sober from League for 1.5 years. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's been that
Congratulations.
Long. Congratulations. Thank you.
That's huge.
Thank you. I think about reinstalling... Constantly.
Every day.
Constantly. I haven't even set up my PC at my new house because I'm like, well, if I set it up, I might just queue up.
Might just queue
and
up.
And that might happen and we have to avoid that at all costs.
Do you have a friend you can call if you're thinking about playing?
Someone, a sponsor. Oh my God.
I'm thinking about.
No, my friends want to get me back into
it. About mid lane again.
Fantasizing about ARAMs. Oh my God.
What were your champions when you played?
Oh man, I'm a bad person and I loved Lulu.
Oh.
I loved playing Bard. was bad for everyone. Mm-hmm. My team, the enemy
very
team.
Very disruptive just, champions.
Yeah, very. Uh-huh. Yeah. I loved playing Thresh and Nami. Nami was my main. Mm-hmm. I love Nami. Yeah. Braum. Loved Braum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a control mage support. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your play style was just simply a problem for everyone.
Yeah, just become
involved.
A problem.
Yeah, exactly.
I was so, yeah, so annoying. I loved it.
Yeah.
I miss it so much sometimes.
I think that's what support is all about.
Yeah.
Being as annoying
just
as you possibly can.
Being a nuisance.
Yeah.
I loved being like a support that would roam. I loved being a nuisance in every lane.
Yes.
I loved just, man, I miss it sometimes.
Maybe we should stop talking about it. Let's change the subject.
Oh, man.
Do you have a favorite video game now?
I think my favorite, like all-time favorite, is probably Kingdom Hearts 2.
Mm-hmm.
I love Kingdom Hearts. I love Zelda, probably like Ocarina of Time or Link Between Worlds, actually. Underrated. So those are my three probably favorite video games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Video games are like hard for me to quantify because they all feel so drastically different. Like the experience mm-hmm. all feels so different.
Mm-hmm.
And I could spend like a really different amount of time with each game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I would say Kingdom Hearts 2 is my favorite of all time, but I've only actually ever played it one time versus like the 8,000 hours I spent on League.
Yeah.
And it's my least favorite game of all time.
Right.
So, you
right.
know, it's like, how do we quantify?
Well, I think how a person views their time on League of Legends is a direct correlation of how okay they are in real life.
That's so true, actually.
You know?
That's so true.
If they really enjoy it, are they doing
are
okay?
Are you doing okay? When I enjoyed League the most, I was skipping school, wake up, queue, 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even eat sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You forget.
You would just forget. You would just be
You're
playing. You would just be going, and then it'd be like, okay, go to bed. Same thing the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I miss it so much.
Call your friend.
I miss it so much.
Call your friend.
Oh, my God.
Did you cosplay any of the League of Legends characters?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Back in the day, I cosplayed Miss Fortune, like her candy cane.
Me too.
Holiday.
That was one of my first cosplays ever.
I would love to do Holiday League skins again, actually. We should
yeah.
do that. That'd be so cute.
That would be cute.
Yeah. So, yeah, that one. And then I did Star Guardian Lulu when
cute.
That came out.
Uh-huh.
I think I also did Mafia Miss Fortune. These were all really bad. I was probably like 17 or 18.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then I think that's it. I don't think I ever did any really like serious League cosplays. If I did, I don't remember.
That's fair. That's
oh my
fair.
God, wait. And Caitlyn from Arcane.
Oh,
oh my God. Completely forgot that even counts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved that costume.
I did do that. Thank you.
I thought that was such a good cosplay.
Thank you so much.
Everything you do is good,
what?
To be fair.
Everything you do is good. Wow.
Thanks. Do you have a favorite and least favorite part of cosplay?
Like the, which aspect of cosplay?
Anything. I know that's very broad.
It is. Yeah.
Here.
I hate when people ask me to do like role play things in person. Like if I'm in a cosplay and someone tries to start role playing with me, I'm like,
oh no, not improv.
I'm
on the spot.
Oh my God, I'm not the guy. Unless I'm literally like Raven or Ramona Flowers and I can just be like kind of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise I'm like, oh God, don't make me role play.
yeah totally. I haven't been to a lot of cons recently. I used to go to so many all the time for
me
fun.
Me too, yeah.
And I haven't in forever. I'm feeling
yeah.
I'm so busy.
I feel like it changes too. Or like the con scene has changed since we were young and
mm-hmm.
it used to be like, I don't know, it used to be sillier.
Yeah, definitely.
People are a little serious now.
Yeah.
Some real serious geese
yeah,
going
yeah.
to cons.
Yeah. Do you think that is because we're in the content era now?
Yeah, I think so. I think people like, I don't know, people treat cons as like networking and like they're really, I don't know, it's just kind of serious. Not me. I'm drunk the minute I get there and And that's, I'm silly the whole day.
Cons are meant to be a that party. Way.
Yeah.
I think.
It's meant to be a silly, nerdy party.
Yeah. That is also the era that I grew up in as well. So I think so too. That is how I feel about cons. This is a fun, cool time.
Yes. As much as I love making TikToks and I love making content, right? But I don't want that to like just be it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I like a healthy balance, I'd say. Let's feel accomplished, like we got something done, and also have the community.
Yeah.
A friendship.
The community aspect. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do.
Yeah. What about your favorite part?
I think probably the community aspect. Yeah, like the I just like talking to people about the stuff that I like, and like I love meeting people. I love going to cons and just like dicking around with my friends, you know. Mm-hmm. I think like at Anime Expo, I did Dr. Eggman. It's the most fun I've ever had.
It was so funny.
Thank you. I had so much fun just cuz like people are like so excited and so silly, like it's impossible to not be silly when you're bald.
Yeah, exactly.
No offense to anyone bald. I'm sure you're serious sometimes.
No, all bald people silly 100% of the time.
100% silly.
We have to do a poll. Are you a silly guy? Yes, no.
Maybe. Calling all bald people.
Please participate in our survey.
On a scale of 1 to 10. I'm serious.
We can go stand with clipboards outside the mall.
I'm so down.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to know how putting a bald cap was.
Oh, my God.
Putting on a bald cap. Oh, I don't know how to phrase that sentence, but.
A hotel room, just like, it was so messy and gross and. It felt like sensory experience, terrible, but also kind of good.
Okay.
Like it felt really good to not have hair, but then it felt really bad to have like glue
everywhere
and like powder, because you have to like powder the, and I probably didn't do really a super great job putting it on. Like I definitely didn't do all of the steps that were in the video because I was like, I don't have fucking time for this. You get the idea.
I gotta get drunk at the con.
Yeah, like I was already drunk before I started putting on the bald cap.
You know what? Even better.
I was like, there's no way I'm gonna be bald. So
you know, I don't know if you're familiar with Kelton FX, the makeup artist.
Yes. Oh, huge fan. Yeah.
He was on the podcast, and I asked him his like top five or top however many number of makeup tips that he had for people that people might not know. And he said that, and it was terrifying to me specifically for cons, that if you drink alcohol like at a convention, you will sweat it out through your pores. So if you use an alcohol-based setting spray, the alcohol in your face sweat, even if it's small, will start breaking down the alcohol makeup setting spray. And if you have like face paint or anything on and you use alcohol-based setting spray or alcohol-based paint or anything like that, it will actively break down any alcohol products that you're using.
That's so crazy.
Yes. Isn't that nuts?
That's so, bodies are weird.
That was a core moment for me.
That's so weird.
I was like, wait a second. I use alcohol-based setting spray at every convention I go to. And
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to be reading the ingredients of everything I use now and be like, what?
Is there alcohol in this?
Oh my God.
Just a forewarning in case that's ever been an issue for you.
That's really good to know. It's really weird to conceptualize that the alcohol I put into my body goes anywhere.
It's inside.
That's wild.
I'm drunk now, and that's it. It's the end of the process. Here we are.
Wow. Oh my God, that's crazy.
What is an aspect of cosplaying that you are looking to improve in the new year since it's December?
Oh, man. That's so hard.
I'm just throwing a lot of hardballs at you in a row.
That's
sorry.
A big question. No, I think that like I just generally want to be better at like everything.
Same.
Right? Like in general. I think for me, like I really have to get better at planning. Just in general. Like planning for shoots and getting like more organized as a person, because I feel like there's a lot of projects that like I don't accomplish or that don't turn out the way that I want them to because I am so deeply ADHD that I just like I did my makeup on the way here in the car.
Yeah, yeah,
because
I am,
and that's most
the same.
Yeah, any red carpet you've ever seen me on, I probably did my makeup in the car on the way there. I probably put the dress on in that person's Uber on the way there.
I've done that as well
because I have just zero, very poor planning skills.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, we have time. We have issues with time.
Yeah,
the ADHD kids.
Yeah, really hard.
It's hard to quantify time.
Yeah,
for some reason.
Yeah. So I would love to like just get better at planning stuff and get better at spending more time on my cosplays. Cause really like every cosplay you've ever seen me do, I probably made it in like 1, 2, 2 or 3 days right before I needed to use it.
Well, they always look great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But they're probably hot glued onto me.
Yeah.
At the shoot.
I deeply resonate with this, especially recently. I used to be very different. I used to be very diligent. And as the crushing weight of adulthood responsibilities has descended upon me.
Really?
I've been like, I just got to get it over with.
Yeah. Well, I also feel like the demand for like new stuff, right, with social media and everything, it's just like, I have to just like shit this out as quickly as possible, right? Because I need new content. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, yeah, especially with the posting every day, multiple times a day,
meta going on right now.
So
crazy.
It's pretty rough.
Yeah.
I get it. I sympathize. What about your biggest cosplay achievement to date?
Oh, it's the cease and desist from IHOP. It has to be the cease and desist from IHOP. I'm getting that frame.
Senpai noticed me.
Oh my god. No, but like actually, the first or second time I ever cosplayed Ramona Flowers, Edgar Wright actually messaged me and was like, "That's a really amazing cosplay." And I've spoken with him a couple times, and that is like my crowning achievement of like, wow, that's my favorite movie of all time. So I think I started crying immediately when I saw the message, ran to tell my family. They'd never heard of him.
They have no idea what's
going on.
They
have no idea what I'm talking about.
Supportive anyway.
Supportive
anyway.
Like, okay, that's cool. but yeah, that's probably
that's
for
amazing.
Me my greatest achievement.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting when you do something silly, funny, goofy like cosplay and it turns into like your life, your job.
Yeah.
And then things like that start to happen.
Right. Yeah.
It's
like
crazy.
Being noticed by creatives that I really admire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Same with like the author, you know, like acknowledging my cosplays. I'm just like, wow, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm just dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's really, it's great. I relate a lot.
Yeah.
And I think it's amazing. If somebody was getting into cosplay right now, what are 3 tips that you would give them?
Man, I feel like cosplay is like the most accessible it's ever been, right? So like you really like sky's the limit, you know. You can kind of do whatever you want. Man, that's so hard.
It is hard.
Oh, that's so hard. I think, what do I think? I always feel such imposter syndrome giving advice. Just because I'm like, what the fuck do I know, man?
A lot. You've been doing this for over 10 years.
That's true.
You craft, you social media, you...
That's true.
You do a lot of things and you...
Yeah.
I think it's easy for cosplayers, especially content creators in general, to not like... to be their biggest critics.
True.
But you have so many different skill sets as a cosplayer, right?
Like
makeup, hair.
Right.
Marketing, social media,
yes,
editing, photography.
Ooh, yeah. I think I struggle to take anything that I do very seriously. Because once I start to take it seriously, it won't be fun anymore.
True.
So, I struggle to see myself as, like, an authority on anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
when it comes to like social media, I feel like so much changes all the time that any advice that I give you right now will probably be like null and void in like a week.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
But I just think in general to like any new cosplayers, try not to like compare yourself to other cosplayers or like even to the character, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because that can be toxic too. They're two-dimensional and they don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like basically anytime you feel like cosplay is becoming a detriment to your mental health, to take a step back and stop.
Totally.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Yeah, it should be something that makes you feel more confident and more happy and, you know, more excited, more community, right? Mm-hmm. If you're ever feeling like the opposite of that, to take a step back.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are great tips.
Thank you.
Super good tips.
Thanks.
I think that's fair to not feel like you have authority to give tips, but I think we should all give ourselves more credit. I think you have a lot of knowledge and advice you can share.
You know what? My actual tip, double stick tape.
Oh my God,
double stick tape.
There we go.
You need to bring like 10 packs of it everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Double stick tape.
Especially in an emergency.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super glue and double stick tape.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you ever used carpet tape?
No, but I've heard.
It's double stick tape, but it's the strongest double stick tape you'll ever use in your life.
Somebody was telling me that was like the way to go. I'm scared to try it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I use it for everything. Yeah. And I love it. But
I got to try it.
It is intense. It's an intense experience. Yeah. Very sticky. Incredibly sticky.
Oh my God.
Well, with our final question, I'll ask. You were a singer in a band at one point in your life, and it is December, which means that it's time for another Christmas song, because you have a song, an original song called I'll Never Sleep on Christmas Eve, right?
I do have a Christmas song. I contain many multitudes.
Yeah, a talented woman.
Thank you. You know, my brother produced that song, and I just saw him for Thanksgiving and was like, when are we going to do our follow-up?
Really?
When is our next? We have to...
Standing ovation.
We have to make another Christmas song. Mm-hmm. In 5 years, we'll have an album.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I definitely do want to do more music. I used to do a lot right back when I used to be in a band. Like you said before, I'm someone who's really motivated by like... social collaborative, you know, kind of work. So
totally.
I haven't really done anything that's just like my own solo projects.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to. I play guitar like most days.
Really?
I love music. Yeah. I think that I struggle to put out music because it feels so like personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that like people should sing the way that like birds should sing, you know, like it's just good for you and it's just like a beautiful thing to do, and you don't have to like want to be a singer per se to participate in making music.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the consumers of music hold you to the standard of like professional produced music.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of puts me off from releasing music. But I would like to anyway. It's the kind of thing where like I would like to post more things that scare me and make me feel vulnerable, because
totally.
I think that's the kind of art that's like your best art.
Totally.
But it's hard to do it in practice.
It really is.
It really is.
Genuinely is.
Yeah.
But it is the most rewarding. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I recently did that as well. I posted like my first voice acting reel
on Instagram
and was like, this is the most terrifying moment of my entire life.
Yeah.
But here we go.
Right.
And
oh
it
my gosh.
Was awesome.
Yeah.
And you're totally right about
it's,
that. Another
yes,
great
the
piece
most
of advice.
Rewarding and the most scary. Like the scariest things you post are always the most rewarding, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But man, And then I think it's also like, because it's so vulnerable, it's like more hurtful when someone is like, hey, this shit's ass.
Yeah, honestly. honestly. And when it's your job to be chronically online, you do unfortunately have to see all of those things.
Yeah.
But it's still worth it in the end.
So worth it, yeah. It truly makes my whole day whenever somebody's like, you ever gonna make music again? I'm like, wow. I will make music again.
I will.
Someday I will.
I would like to hear a new song.
My new
from
Christmas song.
Candy Lion cosplay, please.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. That song was like, I genuinely couldn't sleep on Christmas Eve. And I was like, oh, you know, just like, it just popped in my
just
brain.
Just do a little,
yeah,
a little like, song.
That's kind of fun.
That's awesome. If you were to make something new, do you know what it would be, or would it have to be something kind of just in the moment?
I have a lot of music I've written over the years that I've not really ever done anything with. So I would love to, you know, make any of those into like full produced songs. Mm-hmm. But it's just hard, right? It's like picking a favorite child. I'm like, I don't really know. Mm-hmm. Also, they are so deeply personal. The Christmas one was like, oh, this is so silly that mm-hmm. I'm like happy to put it out. Same with like the other terrible song that I have out on the internet. It's called All I Do Is Masturbate and Cry. And because it's so silly and stupid, I'm like, yes, of course, everyone can see this. Of course.
I didn't know about that one. That one would have been a better one to bring up.
You know, I contain many multitudes.
You know what? You genuinely do. And I really appreciate you sitting down with me, because this was a blast. Time flew by, and I am excited to go listen to All I Do Is Masturbate and Cry.
Thank you. It's terrible. We sampled the Ghostbusters theme. My rock
Even
band was
better.
So awesome.
I didn't think I could get more excited about this. And now I have.
Well, now you know that exists. I can't take it back.
Good.
It's out there forever.
Good. Good. You do vulnerable, scary things,
yeah,
right?
Do vulnerable, scary things. Put yourself out there. They're making art with robots. So humans
True.
Should be making all kinds of bad art all the time mm-hmm. to counteract that.
Yes.
Make things that are bad.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, where can we find you online if anyone is looking for your social media?
You can't. Nice try. You're never going to catch me. It's CandyLion.
Redacted.
All right, cut this. It's CandyLion.cos on most things. Sometimes they don't let me have the dot. So sometimes it's like CandyLion, just CandyLion.cos. On pretty much everything. I'm CandyLion pretty much everywhere. All the time.
Nice.
All at once.
All at once. They're everywhere, all at once. Do you have any big projects that you're looking forward to, that you're excited for?
Usually around the wintertime, I'll do another Ramona costume because it gets cold and I'm like, wow, Ramona flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So I will probably bring her back. Our dispatch cosplays. That is
exciting.
Clearly looking forward to.
That is exciting.
And also, I am super excited. I'm planning another Fallout thing for the new season of Fallout. So
also so exciting.
So excited.
I love Fallout.
Yeah, it's so awesome. I'm so excited for the new season.
Yeah, they're killing it. It's one of my favorite video game adaptions to date, I think.
Oh, dude, yeah. It's not a high bar. Video
so
game
true.
Adaptations are bad.
So true. And did you see that BioShock is getting an
what?
Adaptation?
No, I didn't.
They better not hurt my boy. They better not destroy my boy. So I would like to bring it back to a question I probably should have asked in the very, very beginning. Where did the name Candy Lion come from?
Oh my gosh.